morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Labor Day, September the 2nd, 2013. It is really hard to believe that this is Labor Day. Larry Brown is our one guest today. Good to have you here, Larry.
Just one of the laborers.
Yeah, but it seems to me like we were just in winter and then spring.
Well, and then we had summer, then we had spring, then we had summer again.
That's right. But I'm just amazed how fast time goes by. So this is Labor Day, and our topic today is Labor Day, right?
Yeah, this is a song about working, tearing down a barn. Well, about a guy tearing down a barn who discovers, of course, the guy that built a barn.
Yeah.
Two people's labors coming together.
And you realize that we're all interconnected one way or another.
Yeah.
All right. So here's
Mutually
Larry Brown.
Built.
This is a tribute to Labor Day. The song is called Dreams.
I was taking apart a barn built by heart and the hands of a man I'd not known. Though his youth was displayed by the barn that he made, it was built long before I was born. As my crowbar persisted against nails that resisted, I loosened the cottonwood beams. Through pain and I cried, I could not if I tried dismantle that younger man's dreams. Dreams, part of living. Dreams, what you feel. Dreams are forgiving. Dreams are for real. Through the sweat and the dust, I knew that I must not let this vision slip past. Of one on the run and under the gun, and the other getting ready to rest. How strange it did seem to poke through the dream to discover that man and his cause. Every nail tells a tale, every board bears a word from the soul of whose dream this barn was. Dreams, part of living. Dreams, what you feel. Dreams are forgiving. Dreams are for real. Now I look through the rain at the man who remains and wonder what memory he knows of a time and a place when a dream grew from grace, came to life as this old barn here shows. I did not tear it down, I just changed it around, though I don't really think it much mattered. For once they are found in a heart warm and sound, dreams aren't easily shattered. Dreams, 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 dreams are forgiving. Dreams are for real.
Oh, that's beautiful, Larry.
Yeah.
You know, I heard you rehearsing before we came on, and I told you I think that was one of the prettiest songs that you have ever sung on this program. It really reaches out and tugs at the heartstrings.
Well, I was singing in preparation for being here on Labor Day and thinking of all the jobs I've had, and I remember working with my father and my grandfather,
yeah,
and doing all the manual labor things that they did, and I think, well, yeah, I'm making 10 times more than my dad did. My dad, I think maybe at the peak of his earning, made about $5,000 a year hauling trash and doing odd jobs, and I think, yeah, but the work I do is still built upon the work he did,
right.
How I learned to work, how I learned to approach people and deal with problems. And, you know, we were messing around with technology, getting ready for the show, and I think, well, all of that's built on somebody else's labor.
That's right.
As you said earlier, we are connected with everyone's work, even though pay does not necessarily reflect that.
And I don't think we always realize how interconnected we are. No matter what we do affects somebody else, and what somebody else has done affects what we are doing and what we're going to do tomorrow and the next day.
And in the future, to the degree that I put quality and meaning and satisfaction into my work, that's going to make a difference for somebody else down the road.
Exactly. So it makes no difference what your job is. You are contributing. The fact that you're working, you're contributing to all of us.
So,
and that's what today is all about.
Thank you for your labors.
Exactly. You know, when I go back and I think of all of the many guests that I have had the blessing to interview over the years that we did television and now doing radio, I realized how many people have touched my lives. People like you with what you do. And hopefully by our 10-minute show on KBIA, we're touching other people's lives and spreading good information.
1,000 stories you've done on
yeah.
the show.
True, isn't it? You got any events coming up that
people haven't? I will be at St. Francis House on September 5th in the evening.
Oh, just a couple of days from now.
Yeah, that's good. I'll be doing the One Read reception at the Orr Street Studios on September 10th.
Okay, 8 days from now.
I'll be one of the speakers at the 9/11 commemoration on 9/11. And I'll be ghost-telling at the Heritage Festival on September 21.
That'll oh, so you've got a lot going on in September.
Well, in October, even busier. So.
Okay, if people can find out more information about Larry Brown, go to your website.
You may, at Brown Story, www.brownstory.com.
And they can get your CDs.
They may.
Videos.
DVD, yes.
Yeah, the whole thing. And if you want to book Larry, you can do that at brownstory.com.
You may.
All right, Larry, thank you so much for coming by. Thank you for working with us on this Labor Day.
Oh, it's a labor
September
of,
the 2nd.
A labor of love.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. Tomorrow, Vera Massey will be with us, University Extension. Want to remind you, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you would like to watch this program or listen to it again, sign up for a free podcast or podcast, kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu.